家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
那我们刚刚听到的一首歌呢 ，Hopefully it gets you in the mood to work.
To work, yeah, you got those bills you got to pay.
对，但是也希望你的工作不只是一个付账单 pay bills 的一个工作啊。那今天呢，我们的节目就要分享十句非常简单的英语，to help you increase your productivity.
Okay, great. Because we just had a holiday, right?
对，因为放好长假，可能很多人都觉得是 it's kind of hard to get back to the work routine.
You got it. Back in the groove, we might say.
其实今天我和 Adam 录节目也是我们节后第一天上班，我们两个也很 struggle with the same problem.
A little bit.
好，那希望大家喜欢今天的节目，那可以到我们开言英语的微信公众号来学习并且收藏这十句很有用的提高工作效率的英语。那大家可以到微信公众号寻找开言英语。Okay, let's get right started.
Okay, tip number one, the best way to start working is to start working, is to just work.
听起来好像 it sounds very obvious,
sure.
就是很显然易见的 but it's true.
It's true, yeah, very true. Maybe I'll try to put it into different words. The best way to start working is by working.
最好的开始工作的方法就是通过工作
Right, exactly. So through work, you can begin work.
Do you relate to that?
I can because, you know, I can always find an excuse not to start working.
对，我刚问 Adam, can you relate to that? 就是你对这句话有同感吗？有共鸣吗？然后他说有，因为你说你经常会 find 借口 excuse.
Yes, an excuse. So, you know, I want to start working, but, oh, geez, I need to do this, 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 and this first.
对，就是我想我们小时候可能When we're in school, right, you always put off your homework.
Yes.
去吃吃零食 maybe take a bathroom break, 去上上厕所就是不想做功课。And for many people, working is the same.
Yes, exactly.
所以刚刚那一条 I can also relate and attest to that. 我自己也是很有同感就觉得、不要想哎呦天哪就 dread working 就是我又要工作或者什么、就直接打开电脑开始工作、讲到这一点呢我想就是这个问题就是 How do you actually get restarted、after such a long break?
Yeah, especially if your job seems like so big、like it's just how could I possibly do this? There's so much to do
对因为一个礼拜以后 maybe you've accumulated、堆积了很多的 unanswered emails、各种各样的东西啊
Exactly. So one way they say to overcome this is just to break all of these big tasks, these big jobs into smaller, maybe we could say more manageable chunks.、
哦，这一点我是特别特别的有体会有同感、双手举双手赞成举双手赞成英文怎么说啊
Well, you're saying your hands up, right?、
举双手赞成
I think we might say like hands down、means absolutely 100%
agree
or something
Hands down,
yeah
对对对
Open language is hands down the best English resource out there Hands down
Very good plug 很好的软广和硬广刚刚这一条就是说、break big tasks 把大的这种任务工作 big tasks break them down into smaller and more manageable chunks、就把它切分成比较小的而且这个词我觉得很好
manageable、
就是可以你自己可以去管理可以去消化的这些小碎片这些 chunks、其实除了工作以外 which hands down I fully agree 我觉得学英语也是同样的这个原则 principle
Sure, because some people think you must study for 3 hours a day、and they don't have that kind of time, right?
而且想到我要什么坐下来学两三个小时的英语你可能心里就觉得 very daunted 就觉得很惧怕、就不想去做
sure, Exactly. So if you just, you know, break that down into a manageable chunk maybe 15 minutes in the morning、you know, maybe some time、after lunch or on the ride home from work
对就是
quite manageable
碎片化的学习啊就像学开言英语一样 Another plug,
hands down
Plug 就是打广告的意思啊好那接下来我们再看看第三条 It's more about planning your day, your week.
This is more about the week, right? Mm. On Monday morning, you should be writing your priorities down. What do you want to do that week?
对，其实我也看过很多说 productivity 这个工作效率的书啊，很多人就会建议 write things down。
嗯，
不管是像刚刚我们说的 write down your priorities every Monday morning， 还是 write down your tasks，
嗯，
你要做的事情，甚至 write down how much time you're spending on each task， 就是当你把东西写下来以后，it helps you visualize， 就是当你很帮你很清楚地看清啊，我要做这些事，我花这些时间，然后你可以再去调整，对不对 ？Adjust accordingly.
Right.
好，这三条不知道你怎么看啊 ？Do you agree with them? Do you think hands down they're good advice, or maybe you have your own tips? 都欢迎在今天推送的留言里面跟我们分享啊。Now this next one 是我加进去的，我。觉得这一点在我的生活里特别的受用，就是 get a head start.
Okay, so what does this have to do with your head?
这个和 head 和我的头没什么关系啊。It's more, a head start in English means
early start,
对吧？ So if you get a head start, that means maybe you start prepping the night before.
Yep.
Or 我自己是 I prefer to have an early morning start.
Yeah, me too.
对，所以我每天就是七点半送我儿子去幼儿园，然后我就来公司。所以我是很享受那个在 office no one else is in yet. 然后呢 ，it gives me so much space and just you know quiet to、oh. to arrange my day, knock things out、
oh.
一个人
So you think nobody's here, but today we were actually hiding and we heard you singing work 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 work.
You're lying because you were terribly late today.
What? No, never.
没有，但 you did send me a WeChat warning me you're gonna be late. 好，哎，但刚刚那一条那个 to get a head start 这句话特别好啊，大家学的可以用起来。
Well, the next one, Jenny, I think we can both agree. This one is about kind of understanding yourself、
mm.
and understanding when you are most productive.
对。
So like you, I am also most productive in the morning.
嗯。
But the problem is, you know, I mean, not only am I most productive in the morning, but I also have the most energy in the morning.
嗯。
So maybe I want to exercise in the morning. Maybe I want to study in the morning.
嗯。
But I need to choose one.
啊，对。所以我们今天的第五条建议呢，就是 understand how you work,、
嗯、
your brain works.
Sure.
你自己，你的头脑，对吧？是怎么运作的？Understand when you're the most productive,、嗯、and then...Plan your day, your activities accordingly.
Sure, and I guess it would also mean, like, when are you the least productive?
对，这个很重要，就是，比如有些人他下午吃了午饭以后，很多人啦
，yes,
you feel so sleepy,、
yes.
很困或者什么的，所以这个时候就可能很难
yes.
be productive.And this is a fact, right? Sometimes we can work, you know, hours for straight.、
Mm.
We're in the zone. 你可以工作好久，很在状态。但有的时候就是进入不了状态。所以可能就是在你自己进入状态的时候 ，try to get more done, 多完成一些啊。好，那当然也希望你有一个很 understanding 的 boss，、
mm.
体谅你的老板，可以给你这种 freedom and flexibility、mm. 啊。好的，那接下来我们今天要分享的几条建议，第六条是
Okay, guys, turn off those distractions. All your WeChats and your Facebooks, maybe.
Your 淘宝
Yeah, oh yes, absolutely.
是吧？所以 distraction 的意思呢，就是会影响你，会让你分心的一些东西。Mm-hmm. 那你要把它 turn off.
Yeah, turn it off.
Turn off. 我们经常用在比如关什么收音机啊，
right.
关什么就是机器，但是它也可以形容这种抽象的东西，
yeah,
对吧
sure. Turn off your emotions. You could also
可以把自己的情绪关掉。
Yeah, sure.
就这里我们说的是 turn off distractions.
Sure.
Maybe it's, you know, digital distraction, 是电子类的这种 distraction, or maybe it's an emotional distraction,、
yes.
对吧？So anyway, turn those off and focus on a single task without interruption.
Right, okay.
好的，那接下来第七点。
Okay, this one has a bit of a technical name, right?
这个名字我觉得还挺酷的。
Batch process.
Batch process. Batch 的意思就是一堆的。
Yeah, a bunch of, a pile of, a group of.
对，所以 if you batch process something,意思就是你可能把比较相同的工作比较相同的这些东西比如我早上什么九点到十点就是处理邮件的、Then that's called batch processing、
okay.
Instead of, you know, checking and replying a few emails、
right.
一会儿回一些邮件去做别的事儿，一会儿再回一些邮件再做别的事儿、
right.
你是 you're creating blocks、right? Time blocks for activities
That's right、
Batch processNow, do you do that?
Sometimes.
Oh, 是吗?
Sometimes, yeah.
I realized 做了这个以后效率真的大大提升。
Okay.
所以我每天早上一进公司其实不是回邮件了我就先把开言的公众号打开我就把所有的留言都看一遍然后每天睡觉前也是把所有的留言再扫一遍这样。
Okay.
对反正 batch process.
Okay, I'm learning too, I like it.
好的接下来我们今天剩下来的三点建议呢第八点 this is definitely...有点站着说话不腰疼 Easier said than done
Sure, yes, yes, hands down Do not procrastinate
Do not procrastinate
Right, yes
之前我们说过什么拖延症
Right, so procrastinate, procrastination
Or you're a procrastinator
Tor, yeah, exactly
对吧就是拖延啊那每个人我觉得 More or less 多多少少都会有点拖延
Yeah
但这里就是说的是 try to overcome it, right? Just get it done.
Sure. Like, I think of even people in my life who are, you know, busy bodies or people who really are productive.、They also have, you know, there's always something they're procrastinating about.
对对对。
Go to the doctor or something.
对，我觉得这里就是对工作而言，可能你最重要的那些事情不要 procrastinate. Just get it done.
Just get it done.
然后前面说到的几点 you know, breaking a big task into smaller chunks, 就这些都会帮助你去克服、去 overcome 你的 procrastination,、
right.
拖延症啊。然后我觉得可以 maybe make a list, 就是写一个清单、check things off as you go.
Yeah, easier. It becomes easier, right, as you do it.
Do you know how I do it?
How do you do it? Oh, in your hand. Yeah, in your hand. Sure, and of course I know.
我每天在自己的手上就会记下我大概都有十个英语词就我要做的事儿然后一件事做掉以后我就会把那个词抹掉洗掉
It's just so funny because you're always, you know, dressed so well, so elegant and then you know, your hand looks like a student's hand
Whatever works, whatever、
exactly.
floats my boat as Spencer likes to say OK, 好我们今天最后的两点建议 Adam 跟我们分享一下
Oh, this is my favorite one Take short breaks
休息是吧、
yeah.
鼓励大家啊。Yeah, we are not robots、
That's、
我们、
right.
不是机器人、然后我觉得 take some short breaks、
yeah.
10-20 minutes at a time 而且对我来说这个 take breaks 的时候你休息不是发呆、
yeah.
我觉得要出去走走 you know, take a short walk、maybe standing up do some stretching、
yes.
就是伸展一下有科学的依据就是你做做这些活动会让你身体里的荷尔蒙也有变化什么的 It actually makes you more creative and more productive
Gets the blood flowing
对而且还 releases some kind of more positive
hormones
对 in your body、好那最后一条呢很要紧的我觉得也是很基本的就是
This one's kind of like the list one, right? I think we could connect this to the list oneset a deadline for everything you work on and don't let tasks drag on.
我想大家都听到刚刚这一句里面的 deadline 这个词、虽然平时很多时候我们很 dread, 我们很怕 deadline,
right.
但是我觉得这也特别有效
yeah,
very、
sure.
effective.
Very useful.
当你知道有一件事情 it's due, 就 due 的意思就是这个时候要交了这个时候 you know,、it's the deadline、就给你一种 it gives you a sense of urgency
That's true that's, Do you set deadlines for yourself?
我会、你呢
You set deadlines for me, and it's appreciated.
我给你对，就是会帮你更好的计划，而且我觉得特别是在要管理一个小团队的时候，你会发现有 deadline 的话，大家 team 都会比较 focus，然后我们会说 OK, let's work backwards. 好，那我们今天分享的这十点建议呢，希望都能给你一些比较 practical, 很实用的一些在放完一个长假能够回到工作中，而且很有效很积极面对工作的小窍门吧。我们也希望大家可以跟我们分享你自己的 productivity tips.
That's right. And also, how many times did we say hands down in this episode? If you could let us know.
所以请到开言英语的微信公众号，开心的开，语言的言，找到今天的推送，回复工作就可以了。那另外在今天推送下面呢，我们也会推荐一些开言的会员课程，希望能够帮你就是在学 Office English, 然后工作的窍门，希望大家都会喜欢。好，那当然今天也是我们开言这个学习动力群的第一天。
Ooh, yeah.
We're loving it so far.
Yeah, I'm pretty,
非常开心。
Pretty impressed, yeah.
对，好，下次我们再跟大家分享。今天的节目就到这儿。We'll see you next time, 再见。
Bye guys.